Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Diamara Parodi Delfino, project manager for Fondazione Cinema per Roma for Expo Milano 2015 for the project short film movie Feed Your Mind, Film Your Planet. So welcome, Diamara, thank you for being with us.
Hi Chiara, hello everybody, and thank you for inviting us.
So as I said, you're the project manager for this project for Expo Milano 2015, which has to in the main theme Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life. So you're doing like a global open call for a finalized to gathering some short films from 30 to 60 seconds inspired by the nutrition theme, so food and life. So could you tell me more about this project?
Chiara, it's an open call, as you just said, a global, meaning from all over the world. We're waiting to have a lot of videos, they reflect the video makers, they reflect about nutrition and feeding the planet and the energy of our life, meaning that it's something that need to be think and done. And it's an important thing that actually the Universal Exposition in Milano chose for 2015, and I think it's very important for all of us. Short film movie, it's a tool offered by new technologies to create a social awareness on this theme explored by the Universal Exposition. So authors from around the world, video makers, amateurs, can therefore offer their personal contribution to this planetary event by making short videos, no longer than 30 to 60 seconds, with any device they choose, video camera, smartphone, tablet, anything else, on the theme of nutrition and life.
And then, I guess the videos, then they will be part of like a video installation in the Pavilion Zero in the Expo, and this installation is going to be created by Davide Rampello.
Yes, of course. The good things about this video that all the videos that are going to be uploaded on the website will be present at the Expo. They automatically go in there, so even the person that shoot the video, it won't be possible for the person come to Milano, but his point of view on nutrition is going to be there. It's going to be at the entrance of Expo. That meaning that about 20 million person that is going to visit. I mean, that's the number that said the estimated number that the Expo saying that they're going to be kind of visitors in Milano for the Universal Exposition. They're going to see those videos, which is already a prize. It's already a prize for anyone. Even though we're going to have they're going to be soon a new contest, meaning that from November 10th, all the videos that are already on the website and the future videos that will upload will be voted by the web, by the users, and then we're gonna choose the 15 arrivals at the last moment that have been voted by the users. They're gonna be selected by a jury, and the first three, they're going to win a journey, a travel to Milano for the opening of Expo Milano 2015. So it's just a travel to Milano, but I mean, from, I don't know, our winner for the first contest, it was coming from Brazil. It was a 21 years old guy, a director of movie, a young director, student of movie, and he won this travel. He came to leave the festival Rome. So next contest, you're going to win a travel to Milano at Expo.
And you can send videos till March 2015, right?
Yes. Any videos that are going to be show to the installation, the mega installation in Pavilion Zero, they're going to can be uploaded until March 30th. Your vote can be done before March 10th, and then the jury will take over and decide between the 15 arrive to the first three, the best of the first three.
And if people want to watch the videos they were sent before and they participated in the first contest, they can get online to you and log in www.shorefoodmovie.expo2015.org, and you can watch all the films, especially there are there. So one selected by the United Nations called Tetris, that it's amazing, and it's about how to learn to recycle.
Yeah, Tetris, it's one of our favorites as well. We're very happy when the user online vote this video, because it was the same, our opinion, that we really love Tetris, so we're really fun that he was winning. and Ono actually is our main partner, and have the United Nations next to you. It's very important. They need to promote the Zero Hunger Challenge, and which is a very important theme that ONU start to promote for this Universal Exposition in Milano. Zero Hunger Challenge, meaning that we try to balance from world that have a lot of to eat and they spread and they don't use it, and other countries that don't have much to eat, and they try to teach them how to cultivate and to learn basic things, how to live everyday life. So Zero Hunger Challenge is the main team which we invite video makers to think about and turn and shot a video on this important theme.
And now you talked about the project Short Food Movie during an event that happened on this last Friday, October 17th, with your partners, obviously Fondazione Cinema per Roma and the Centro Sperimentale Cinematografia. So good luck with the project, and I invite all our listeners to try and shoot this film from 30 to 60 seconds about the theme of nutrition. Thank you, Diamara Parodi Delfino, for being here with us on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you, Chiara, and thank you for promoting Short Film Movie. And also go and vote your favorite movie, your favorite little movie, Short Film. It's just 1 minute, but they're fantastic movie and fantastic author. So thank you also, you people, that you're going to vote.
This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.